Farm leaders ready to take on the issues. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farm Bureau leaders from across the country have made it back to their respective states and farms now after this week's American Farm Bureau annual meeting in San Antonio. AFBF President Bob Stallman talks about the priority issues now that the organization will work on within the new Congress.
Every year we establish our priority issues out of the many issues that are talked about in our policy book, and most of those will be carried over from the work we've done for the past several years. The issues really haven't changed that much. We still have renewable energy. We still have issues with immigration. We still have issues with regulation, with livestock, with trade. And so those will carry over more than likely. The board ultimately determines how we allocate the resources of this organization. But I don't see a huge change in the issues that we're going to be working with this new Congress and new administration.
American Farm Bureau's Public Policy Director, Mary Kay Thatcher, feels that environmental issues and regulations will be the main concern with this new Congress.
Well, certainly with the new Congress, I think we're going to spend a lot more time in the next year looking at environmental issues, be it clean water, clean air, the CAFO rules. You know, it's been fun for the last few months to speculate about who the Secretary of Agriculture is, but the fact is, most of the people's names that you heard referenced would have been pretty good choices. And I think a lot more emphasis is on what are we going to have happen at EPA and what kind of rules and regulations. And we're pretty sure that they're going to want to do more regulations than we've had in the past.
Now, Stallman says regardless of the issue, the main focus for Farm Bureau is to look out for the best interest of agriculture and rural life.
The filter we apply as an organization on all policies is, does it improve the economic viability of American agriculture? Does it improve the quality of life in rural areas? That's our mission. That's what we're here to do. And so that's how we look at policy positions that we take.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.